So here's what you don't typically hear when something crashes. Yep, those are scientists at the European Space Operations Center in Darmstadt, Germany. They're clapping because their spacecraft just crash-landed, as planned, onto a comet. The Rosetta probe had been orbiting in space for the past 2 years, sending information back to Earth. Today, its mission ended. Mark McCaffrian is a senior scientific advisor for the project.
The signal's off, and it's down. The signal's gone. we've lost Rosetta, and... What can I say? It's just a lot of emotions coming through and people hugging. So special moment for everybody here. But again, let's be proud. We've achieved something utterly extraordinary here.
Monica Grady was also part of the team that worked on the Rosetta mission. She's a professor in planetary sciences at the Open University in England, but she's in Germany now and we have her on the line. And it was a little hard to get in touch with you, Monica, because I gather you were celebrating with a big cake in the shape of a comet.
Yes, that's right. It's a celebration. It's a wake. So, yes, there was a chocolate cake in the shape of a comet. And we've said goodbye to a dear friend who has been with us for many, many years, with whom we have special memories. We've shared special events. But they've gone now. And what should we do next is the sort of feeling. And that's what it's like with a space mission. You never stop. You build and carry on and do the next mission.
Are you able, in a few words, to explain what you learned from this mission?
In a few words, no. There were so many highlights. For me, the most stunning findings have been the images of the comet's surface. And if you imagine looking at the pebbles in the bed of a river. Mm-hmm. Some of the pictures that we've got of the comet look like that, but they can't possibly have formed in a river because there are no rivers on this comet, never have been. So we have to come up with a new idea of how all these features have formed, and that's really exciting, seeing the birth of a new science.
Well, we heard the emotion in Mark McCaffrian's voice earlier. I mean, why can't the project keep getting data from Rosetta while it's zooming through space on this comet?
Because Rosetta is solar-powered and so didn't have enough energy to actually do anything. So it would have had to have gone into hibernation, and you'd have been waiting for the comet to come back round the sun, by which time the experiments that Rosetta could do would not be returning the sort of data that we needed. Whereas actually landing on the comet, getting those final images at a distance of 51 meters, 5 seconds before touchdown, they are invaluable. Mm. You know, we'll be looking at those for a long, long time.
So you've got those great photographs. Plus, I got to say, a crash landing is a really glorious way for things to end.
Think of it as a crash landing. Let's think of it as a graceful touchdown.
Well, you're from the Open University in the UK, working with people in Germany, your equals across Europe. So cooperation works.
Cooperation certainly works. And that's one of the great things about the European Space Agency is it brings nations together, it brings teams together. And you can say, right, actually, we want to build this gizmo, somebody from Germany wants to build that gizmo, and we exchange information, and we work together.
Monica Grady, who was part of the team that worked on the Rosetta mission, I hear music in the background, Monica, so I'm going to let you get back to the celebration and the cake. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks very much.